This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
Listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Well, motorsports is just... In fact, I interviewed Dakota Dickerson in the first hour. I should have had Brandon take that and bring it to this. That would have been a great interview, but that's okay. I blew it. But the motorsport community is coming up, looking through some of the news. Chevrolet... Oh, wait a minute. I got to do my commercials. What am I doing? Thanks for leaving the music on. That's always a dead giveaway. San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue in San Diego. Go to sdcarb.com for all your street cars, classic car, vintage car, motorsports, lawnmower, anything with carburation, fuel injection, or a distributor. Stan has all the technology to bring that stuff to the top notch. Condition to get you the best performance ever. And speaking of performance, Black Forest Motorsports, 8066 Engineer Road in San Diego. Go to blackforestautomotive.com if you have a Porsche, BMW, Mini Cooper, whether you want just street service, motorsports service, race prep, they do it all. They even have classes. Been around for over 40 years. Black Forest Motorsports, go to blackforestautomotive.com. All right, well, the big news coming up right now, well, Daytona's coming up, is right around the corner, but what's really coming up, and it's huge, and we'll have a caller calling in during the Paris Auto Speedway, Mr. Jake Swanson. He's going to call. He's on the list to go. Over 300, and I think 300 would account as of December 31st, 341 entries for the 2020 Chili Bowl. And this is one of those, you know, 5-day, you know, run, qualify, and just work your way up to the finals. And it's a who's who locally. You know, Brody Rowe is going, Jake's going, Kyle Larson, the NASCAR kid, he's going for sure because he just, you know, he loves that type of racing. Will be the 34th annual Lucas Oil Chili Bowl presented by General Tire. And it is, it's just wild, let me tell you. It's Lucas Oil Chili Bowl Nationals brought to you by General Tire. This will be the 13th through the 18th. Atop the Tulsa Expo Raceway, located under the giant roof of the River Spirit Expo, so it's indoor. And then if you really want continuous updates on what's going on, Lucas Oil Chili Bowl Nationals, they can follow on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at CB Nationals. That'll get you everything you need to know, all official press updates and results on the Lucas Oil Chili Bowl Nationals presented by General Tire can be found at chilibowl.com. Simple, chilibowl.com. This event is held at the River Spirit Expo in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So if you're interested, tickets are Monday through Friday are $45 a day. Saturday at $60. General admission pit passes are sold in the event and never sell out. You can go online, like I mentioned. Here are some of the winners and owners of past racers. 2019, Christopher Bell, NASCAR driver, Ken Coons, and Curb Agajanian car. And then 2018, Christopher Bell, same owner. 2017, Christopher Bell, same owner. 2016, Rico Abreu, also same owner. 2015, Rico Abreu, also same owner. And then finally, 2014, Brian Clausen was in a Joe Dueling Rusty Coons Curb Records sponsored car. 2013, Kevin Swindell, and he was in his own car, Kevin Swindell Motorsports Curb Records. 2012, again, Kevin Swindell. 2011, Kevin Swindell. 2010, Kevin Swindell. 2009, Sammy Swindell. 2008, our local boy, Damian Gardner, in the Jason Leffler car. 2007, Tony Stewart in his Tony Stewart Motorsports car. 2006, Tim McCready. He's in the Steve Smith car. 2005, Tracy Hines in the Wilkie Pack car. 2004, Corey Cruzman in the Andy Bandino car. 2003, Dan Boris. He's in his own car. 2002, Tony Stewart with Keith Coons. 2001, Jay Drake, Keith Coons. 2000, Corey Cruzman, also in Andy Bedino's car. 99, Dan Boris in the Dan Boris car. 98, Sammy Swindell. 97, Billy Boat in a John Larson car. Sammy Swindell in a Rusty Coons, Jay McKinney car. 95, Donnie Beechler in the Zeronian Motorsport car. 94, Andy Hillenberg in the Keith Coons, Rusty Coons car. 93, Dave Blaney in a Ralph Potter car. 92, Sammy Swindell and Dave Ellis car. 91, Leland McSpadden, Andy Bedino. 1990, John Heydrich, Tony Finley. 89, Sammy Swindell. 88, Scott Hatton. And 87, Rich Vogler. Then, of course, they have other championships. And here's something that's interesting, and this would be worth going even if you weren't a serious gearhead. There's having a trade show, and it's a long-standing tradition at Chili Bowl. The trade show, which is open to the public each day, Monday through Saturday, is free of charge. All variety of racing products, apparel, and more is available with well over 100 vendors. The trade show still has spaces available, so it's too late now. We're not going to bother with it. We really want to thank Lucas Oil, you know, for all their support, all in and around, actually all in and around motorsports in general. Without Lucas Oil, boy, I don't know, it would be a tough one. So if you've never been, this is one of those bucket list races. I know everybody that runs a Barona would love nothing better than to go. I'm glad to hear that some local guys and girls are going. I've got the complete layout. Looks like Damian Gardner's going. Brody Rowe is going. Again, Kyle Larson, he'll be there. Sammy Swindell will be there. So, you know, a lot of the who's who. And it's a who's who race. You know, to say you won the Chili Bowl, you know, that goes a long way. And these people are coming from all over the place. I mean, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Indiana. I don't know if anybody's coming from out of country. I wouldn't be surprised. Canada, New Zealand. Michael Pickens is coming all the way from New Zealand. You've got it's just off the charts. And it's a huge, huge event. So if you're a sprint car driver, you know, that's just truly the place that you definitely want to be, because that's where all the excitement is. That's what kicks off the season. So I'm telling you, if you're a gearhead, that's where I think we should be. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it looks like somebody is on the line from Barona Speedway, and whoever it is, I know they wish they were at the Chili Bowl this year. Right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Turn it over and I let it burn. All right, folks. Hey, welcome. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170. The Answer. This segment brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. And because of their generosity, they are sponsoring this segment for Verona Circle Track. VeronaSpeedway.com for all of the latest and greatest events that's going to be going on just a couple of miles up the hill from Verona's casino. If you've never been to a short track, dirt track, this is absolutely the best little track you're going to find in the area. And it is more fun than you can imagine, trust me. And we've got the announcer on the line. I love it when an announcer says, I don't have anything to talk about. I have never seen an announcer that can't talk.
Hey, I got to have things to talk about, you know, and if there's nothing really going on, you know, there's not much to really talk about.
Yeah, but you could talk about what's coming up. Are you excited or are you out of the desert?
I got back from the desert the day after New Year, and New Year's, yeah, the day of New Year's, and so I've been going through my schedule of stuff. We're having opening day for Verona. I do believe it's going to be April 4th. It's going to be opening day, and it should be every other weekend after that. So it looks like it'll be like the 18th, and then in May will be the 2nd, 16th, and the 30th. So every other weekend should be a race weekend for Verona. But not sure if something comes up and the schedule will change. I'm still waiting to see the schedule. I don't know. I haven't seen it come out yet, but there's a ton of stuff before that. Kokopah is racing from January 8th to the 18th, and they're doing like a 4-day, and then they're off 2 days, and then another 4-day. So it's a pretty big event in June, or in January. February, I'm heading out to Indio for 2 weekends with Monster Trucks. And when was that?
Now, are you talking about the big Monster Trucks or the little Monster Trucks?
Big Monster Trucks. Little Monster Trucks will be there, too.
What are you doing with the big Monster Trucks?
Well, we go out there and we have fun, do a demo and a show for big Monster Trucks, little Monster Trucks, and then our junior drivers go out there and we just get to have fun in Indio.
And when is this?
The 16th and 17th, and then the 22nd and 23rd. We'll have a lot of our junior drivers there, Monster Trucks, and mini Monster Trucks.
I got some openings.
Getting his truck ready.
I think I got some openings if you guys want to squeeze into KUSI before you go.
Actually, I'm going to have my friend Rat Schultz probably talk to you because he is doing the ORN Off-Road Nights in Del Mar. And I think that's going to be March.
Yeah, I think it's
28th and 29th.
Yeah.
28th and 29th, that 2-day event at Del Mar Fair. And I think that'd be cool if he got a hold of you and talked to you about that.
Yeah, I would love to be able to give him some airtime. And I'd like to go to that event. I have not been able to make it as yet, but I hear it's quite an event.
Last year he did the first one, and it was a 1-day event, and it was so huge, and he had such a great response. He's like, turning it into a 2-day event. So I just talked to him when I was at SEMA, and he's like, yeah, you want to come out and help me out? So I know it's a for sure. I'll be there for the 28th and 29th, and it's a for sure. He's going to be doing 2-day event with all kinds of, like, off-road, anything from the off-road industry. He's got bands, and he's going to have food trucks and all kinds of stuff there.
Yeah, he puts on a really, really good event. And I think is there going to be a swap meet out there, too?
I'm not sure if they do a swap meet. I know they do a vendor expo, so like anyone in the off-road industry, from lights to tires to lift kits, for everything, from cars, trucks, UTVs, everything in the industry will be there for that.
Yeah, that should be quite the thing. So you've been
they're doing racing, and they're doing racing too. So he's going to have stage racing in the middle of the arena.
Wow. That's good. So are they going to be in the little arena where everything from the fair goes for racing?
Yeah, where we normally have the automotive stuff for our automotive, like the monster trucks or anything like that, UTVs.
I call it the
Chevy arena.
Yeah, I call it the little arena only because you got the monster horse race track, and then You know, so yeah, and that's
I
a
like
good
that little arena because it's covered and it's a nice enclosed
it is.
Arena. So when it's hot out or when it's raining or cold, you always have a nice place to go and it's out of the way.
It's not very good acoustically speaking for like you and I, but it's really a good venue for the fans, and it's close enough racing to where you can sit just about anywhere on either the east or west stands and get a great shot.
Yeah, it's right there. I mean, it's one of those things that you're not, you know, far away from a track. The track's like right in front of you. The stands are pitched well enough so you're not being blocked by someone in front of you. And during the fair, we have a great turnout. So this ORN should be another good turnout too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So, are you getting any new announcing equipment out of Barona?
I haven't heard much. I know Troy and Judy and Todd and Trisha have been working on what they're going to be going for the year, getting done for the year. I'm not sure about it. Hopefully, keep the same sponsors. I know El Cajon Ford's going to be back on with us and Troy Dirt. And not sure about the rest of the crew, but I think everyone's coming back that we had last year for sponsors. Hopefully going to pick up some new ones. If anyone really wants to be part of the track, you know, they can get a hold of Trisha, Todd, Judy, or Troy. And, you know, you can go anywhere from a billboard to anything. The sky's the limit on what you want to sponsor. You can get your company name out there,
right?
Family name, anything you want to try and sponsor.
Well, I don't think you're going to have any problem with El Cajon Ford because Paul Dyke bought her another race car.
Did he really?
And you're gonna love this. So his wife was out of town, so she picked him up at the airport, and somehow the conversation was going. And she says, "Did you buy a race car while I was gone?" And nothing. Honey, did you buy a race car? Finally, when he pulled into the driveway, there it was on the back of a trailer. But I think it's gonna be. What's the only championship he has not won out there? Is it the Pure Stock?
I'm not even sure. I know
he's won just about everything there's to win out there, but there's one division, and the deal came up. He couldn't turn it down, and so he bought it. So he's going to go out, and he's going to drive. He's actually going to race, and he's going to go after that championship so he can hang that banner on his wall. Isn't that something?
Well, I know he came out in the UTVs when he started doing UTVs and was really helping out with that. And then got so busy with his work, he's, you know, trying to do everything with El Cajon Ford and keep that going and getting it launched and everything. So he ran out of a lot of time to come out and play. But I know, like, PJ and Justin, they both had, like, rookies of the years and championships in both modifieds and ponies. So I'm trying to think of what. Oh yeah, and they ran streets out there, and I'm not sure if they ran a Pure Stock.
I think it's what he picked up. I think I'm not 100% sure. We'll have to find out, but I'm pretty sure. I told him once he gets it all decaled out and, you know, detailed and painted, you know, come on down to KUSI and we'll give it some love. And that's the other thing. I'll talk to Trish because I want to make sure we lock in a date prior to the opening day.
Yeah, I'd like to get a selection of our cars out there, the dwarf cars, because we're running the same thing again. The only thing I think we're doing a change to is our pony stock. We had a pro and a stock pony. We are not combining that class again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to be one pony class. And they're doing a rule change to that because used to be if you were running a pro pony, you could do a motor setback. But now to make it even for everybody, the motor has to be in stock location, which a couple of pro ponies that were out there already had the motor in stock location, and a couple didn't. So,
so it won't be a big
change in that.
Yeah.
No, and then there's a max maximum DC displacement on our DC displacement on that you can go to for motor size. So you have to keep around like a 2100. Motor.
And I like those two classes together because it gives the younger drivers an opportunity to follow some of the more, you know, seasoned drivers to enhance their ability to drive, which really makes a great race for the audience, you know, instead of having two little separate ones, have one big event.
It's kind of hard for, like, especially our junior drivers that are coming up, and I know a lot of them are making some changes. And if, you know, you're going from a sportsman mini dwarf to the junior sprint, and the junior sprint to the big track, it's very little you can jump into is age wise. So it's either going to be a pure stock, a pony, or a dwarf car. A dwarf car is pretty much a handful once you just jump in there with no major track experience, no big track experience, because I mean they're fast and you're running against some of these guys that are just super fast, you know.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's kind of wicked out there when you least expect it. And you know, going back to sponsorships, you know, for all the local businesses out there, you know, this is a great way to get your name out there and help support, you know, the youth in the community, because that's really, yeah, there's some older drivers out there too, but we got a lot of kids out there driving.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get junior drivers now, they're on social media a lot, so you get a lot of social media events. They're going to be willing to bring their vehicles to your business or your restaurant or whatever you're going to be sponsoring with, and then they can do days there and do promotion there, and then every other weekend they're getting talked about at the track.
It's so funny. I'm going to swing by Antonelli's next week for lunch, and I'm going to see, because every single kid I've interviewed in the last, what, 2 or 3 months, I've told them to go to Antonelli's and beat them up for advertising.
I think they need to sponsor an announcer. I mean, I'd be willing to, you know, just push them, you know, 24/7.
You think? Like, you like their sandwiches?
If I could get a couple of those, number one, is that the Italian sub that they do? I think that's the number one, because I had a friend that was sponsored through them, and he'd bring me sandwiches, and they were really good.
Yeah, well, they used to do Cajon Speedway all the time. So I think I'm going to have to go by there and give them crap and say, all right.
Well, I've heard it. There's a lot of pictures of a lot of different race cars in there.
Oh,
in
yeah.
That they had done throughout the years.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and really, I don't think they really threw any, I don't know if they threw any money in anybody, but I knew they threw sandwiches. And when you're racing, I think food is right there, up there with the trophy.
Well, I know our fire crew is sponsored by them, and they eat pretty good. They have sandwiches every race day.
Ah, then somebody did. Oh, well, leave it to Tom. You know, if anybody could figure that one out, I see how that is. All right, buddy. Hey, thanks a lot. I know you said you didn't have a thing to talk about, but I knew I could get something out of you. It's always good.
I just make it work. You got to be able to just free flow everything.
There you go. You're exactly right. Well, hope you had a good New Year's day and relaxed and get ready to rock and roll in 2020, because Verona Speedway is going to put the show of a lifetime on, folks, and you have to be there. VeronaSpeedway.com. Thanks, Dirt Dude. Have a good one.
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. We're going to take a quick break. We come back a whole lot more right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This is Racer Radio, and it is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. One fast half-mile dirt track, 18700 Lake Paris Road, Paris, California. You haven't lived till you've been to Paris Auto Speedway. Right now, the Chili Bowl is right around the corner. And I know if you can't make it to the Chili Bowl, you'll get just as much thrill if you go up to Paris Auto Speedway. Schedule is up. Check it out. Our good buddy Jake Swanson is on the line. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, how's it going?
So are you ready? Are you ready for Chili Bowl?
You know, it's funny. Every time we leave, I feel like I'm already ready to go back. So we wait all year. We wait all year to do the Chili Bowl, and definitely looking forward to it this year.
So you got the trucks all loaded up. The race car's done. You're not going to give me any of these, you know, what do you call these movies that we see on TV, the reality shows where you've only got 3 hours and you still got to rebuild the motor, or are you all done?
Oh, no. Actually, well, this year's a little bit different for me. Normally I'm kind of involved with the process. the last few years I've driven for 6-8 Motorsports, and you know, we use my truck and trailer a lot of times, and my engine, and I tow it all out there sometimes too. So we did last year anyway, but this year I'm driving for Jimmy May and JFM. So it's going to be quite a bit different. I don't have to really do any of that stuff. They're kind of hustling on it right now. The engine's at Esslinger. They're trying to squeeze every bit of horsepower they can out of the thing and make sure it's perfect, because when it hits the track, there's only 4 laps of practice. So it's almost not even worth practicing, but you kind of need to. And yeah, if you're spending those 4 laps trying to get the thing warmed up or fighting any sort of issue whatsoever, you just wasted those 4 laps, and then you're racing. So it's a pretty cutthroat deal.
So you got a limo that's going to pick you up at the airport with your driving suit and your helmet, take you to the track. Come on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it's not that crazy. We are flying though. I'm looking forward to that. So we're going to fly in. We got an Airbnb rented and just stay with, select few people and, sure, and just kind of make a little vacation out of it in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, but it's going to be a very stressful vacation, don't you think? Just a little.
You know, it is. It's probably that race in particular is the only one that I really anymore kind of get you're kind of turned your stomach upside down, yeah, just because there's so many people. You know, it's 350 entries, and yeah, and from all forms of racing, you know, from IndyCar, NASCAR, and drag racing, just all of the top levels of racing are there competing in one building. And so the pressure's on, and you really can't make any mistakes. And if you do, it buries you so deep, it's nearly impossible to get yourself out of those holes. So you gotta have your head on straight, and you gotta have just everything go the way that it needs to go, and have maybe a little bit of chili bowl luck never helps.
Yeah, well, you know, anyway. I made the mistake of downloading the entry list. Now I got to buy another ream of paper. But these people come from everywhere, all around the world, to run the chili bowl.
Yeah, it's a big deal, you know, and it's a shame that they don't pay more, because it's really a prestigious event, and I they make a lot of money doing it. I think the shootout pays for their all of their bills on the table. But at the end of the day, I guess they don't have to.
When you got people like Kyle Larson, Bell, these guys, they've made their mark in motorsports. They would probably come for free. That's the problem, because they enjoy it so much.
They pretty much do. I mean, what we're racing for is absolutely nothing to those guys. They just do it because they love it. You know, for us, it's, obviously if we win $3,000 on a night, that helps. You know, that helps guys get to the racetrack.
Sure.
And it helps cover some of the costs. You're never going to make any money doing this, but
never.
It's always nice to not lose as much.
But the prestige of winning is the key. You know, when you get Corey Kruseman's won it twice. Gosh, the Swindells, that's ridiculous. I can't even count that high.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, the prestige of that event is second to none. And you always see kind of the same guys in the main. It's kind of the top 80%. You know, the cream always rises to the top. So if you can get in, you're doing something. I mean, hell, if you even make it into a C or B on Saturday, you're really doing something.
Well, didn't you come out fifth one time?
Yeah, a couple years ago, 2017, we had a pretty magical year, to say the least. We actually had locked both team cars in, and we went on our prelim night. We went from 18th to second.
Wow.
Just one of those things, the car was right, and made the right choices on lanes all night and stayed out of trouble. And we were good enough to lock in through our prelim. And then on Saturday, we were okay. We couldn't quite hang with those guys like Bell and them, but we still ran fifth, ended up finishing fifth. And just one of those deals, I definitely learned a bit. The way that race kind of unfolds, it's different obviously I've ever really had before. It's, we've never run, or I've never run 55 laps around that tiny little place. They're completely rework it. So you're kind of hauling ass around the bottom, but you got the car set up pretty tight because you know it's going to slick off at the end of 55 laps. And you kind of got to be, you know, mentally ready for the racetrack to change. And the first guy to, you know, to make that decision to jump up to the top is going to get by a couple guys. And then everyone moves, and everyone's just so fast in the A main. It's a really tough deal. It's hard to pass, and it's definitely going to be hard to move forward. But, you know, we hung on, we still ended up running fifth. And honestly, that's probably one of the biggest highlights of my career.
Yeah.
You know, having a top five at the Chili Bowl.
Oh, but and doesn't that track change every lap? I mean, it's not like it stays the same every lap. I mean, because all the cars screaming around it, it's got to change, and you got to know how to set up for that.
Yeah, it definitely changes, and I feel like it's changing more and more as the years go by. I think maybe the clay is kind of going away, or I don't know if it's deteriorating or what, but the place has been getting wider, you know, more up on the fence. The cushions are not quite as sticky, you know, they're a little bit more, dirty, I guess I would say. But, you know, we do a lot with the shocks. That's, you know, a big thing for us is just kind of making sure that we have a lot of adjustment on the shocks. 'Cause really that's the only thing that we have in our hands besides changing our driving style and approaching the corners differently as the track changes. But you kind of need to have a big range of adjustment with your shocks in order to stay up on it. Being able to adjust the things under green is good too, is helpful also.
So let me ask you this, since unfortunately I've never been, I'm going to put it on my bucket list for 2021 because I can't make it this year. But now, this is an indoor track. Now, is it a track 365 days out of the year, or do they just bring dirt in for this event?
No, they bring dirt in for this event. The Tulsa Expo Center is actually a building that does all kinds of stuff. They do rodeos and farm shows, and they just had I think it's only a racetrack a couple months out of the year, maybe even just a month, but they just ran the Tulsa shoot out there, and that's a micro race. So they do that, and then the track obviously changes just a little bit for the midgets. But after Chili Bowl, they fold everything up, and it's like a carnival. You know, they pack up all the dirt, pack up all the grandstands, and I think they just kind of set it somewhere. They just put it in storage or something, but.
Wow, and that season, now there's at least with Paris, let's say they ran the Chili Bowl at Paris, well, you'd have an edge like nobody's business down there, you know, because you've run Paris till, you know, you can do that in your sleep. So so that must make
it
equal for
a level playing field.
Yeah, I was just going to say, makes it everybody from Kyle Larson to you.
Yeah, yeah, and then no one can get test laps.
A little hard to do. So did you get a new driving suit since you're going in a limo and all that?
No, actually my sprint car guys did me up a suit. So I've just got, I've got my Team Arizona suit, and I really should get a midget or a JFM suit as much as we race with.
You
the
think?
Midget, but, no, I went out and got some new Simpson gear and stuff. So, it's always kind of nice to go into a building with fresh stuff.
Yeah.
If you go in with the tattered old stuff that you raced with last year, you know, smelling bad and everything.
Yeah, that's not good. Did you get a new helmet?
No, but so my sister actually is kind of an artist, and I've just got this plain white cue ball, and she took her Sharpie and drew on it last year for me. She put this cool prayer on the side and a tiger and a big tree on the back. And
this year
I wanted something sort of tribal. So she wiped it all off and she drew up a pretty cool design. I'll have to post it on Instagram here, but so instead of painting, she just draws on it. I let her do that. And it's kind of our cheap way of not painting the helmet or getting a new helmet to be painted.
All right. Hey, are you sitting anywhere near a pencil?
No.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is bug Scott, because if you don't mind, I'd like to send you some Racer Radio stickers just to slap on the car. Maybe it'll bring you some luck at the chili. Wouldn't that be something if you put stickers on the car and won? I'd never get rid of you. I'd never get rid of you. You'd be living here.
No, that would be good.
All right.
That'd be the good luck charm that we need.
I'm going to do everything I can, brother. I'm on my knees right now praying for you, because if that happens, you're going to have to come in studio and we'll do an hour with your sponsors, family, the whole nine yards, brother.
All right. That'd be awesome.
All right. Well, good luck. And my fingers are crossed. I can't wait. We'll be talking to you down the road, my friend.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, folks. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. Welcome back. You're listening to FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net, for all your automotive needs, everything from your everyday driver to your hot rod to your race car to your dune buggy. It doesn't make any difference if it has an engine. CCC can take care of you. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net. And while you're there, check out the Hose Specialties, hosespecialties.com, if you want those braided lines and those really cool underhood and never have to worry about a leak. All right. Hey, guess what? We got our good buddy Norm DeWitt in the house. Just got an award with Making It Faster 2. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How you doing, Dave?
Now, who was the lady that used to do the group that you won second place in? What was her name?
Are you talking about Dusty?
Yeah. Now, is she still with us?
She's still with us.
Well,
I know she's had a bit of a challenging year, but she's still with us. And I was fortunate enough to be given second place for Making It Faster, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to reach out to her because I used to belong, and then all of a sudden I didn't get any more, you know, I wasn't getting a bill, you know, to be part of the group. So.
Oh, because I was thinking, well, if you stop getting things when you don't pay the freight here. I mean,
I paid my bills. I did. I like being part of it. You get a sticker and you get into different racing venues. All right, I never got a sticker.
You got a sticker?
Yeah, I got stickers. Wow. I got a name badge with my picture on it. I got it all.
Wow.
Hey, you got second place. What are you crying about?
I'm not crying. I mean, my first reaction was first loser, which is like a typical racer.
That's a typical racer, yeah. But that's how many people were you up against?
Well, it turns out that the guy who won was Hurley Haywood. Daytona 24 Hours, I think, five times.
And yeah.
24 Hours Le Mans three times, and he wrote his autobiography.
Okay.
First person.
So I got another one for you. This will make you feel better. So remember when NASCAR was doing NASCAR Angels, and it was they would take a military person and get his car, her car, trick it all out, and they would do a show, and it was called NASCAR Angels. Well, they were looking for a host, and I wanted that gig so bad, I literally drove to Phoenix just to tell them I wanted the job. And I didn't get it. I came in second to Rusty Wallace.
Yeah, exactly. You were first loser to somebody who's been winning all life. So,
I know.
Yeah, you know, that's an easy thing to compartmentalize compared to getting by Joe Lunchbox or something.
Yeah, well, not really. It sounds good, but then the folks make us sound like we were appreciative. But no, we both wanted to win it, but that's another story.
That's what happens when you're on Racer Radio. Nobody wants to finish second.
No. Hey, did you see how Corvette? They're pretty happy with the results down in Florida with the testing.
I was texting back and forth with Binks around a little bit around your Christmas, and he said they were going testing with the new car in 7 or 8 days.
Yeah.
So they're hard at work on it, and I'm sure that. The advantage is that the rear engine car has is an extreme high horsepower applications. Because it's going to hook up as opposed to just turn its tires into smoke.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always been the, one of the big advantages of a rear engine car. And, they're so limited in these racing applications in IMSA or at Le Mans, they're basically drinking through they're basically breathing through a drinking straw.
Yeah, yeah. A little one.
The difference will be as pronounced in IMSA as it would be, say, with one of these 800 horsepower versions you can buy from the for the street.
Can you believe that? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, the cars that win at Le Mans aren't going to be anywhere near the horsepower of the car you can buy at the Chevy dealer. Yeah,
I know. Isn't that a hoot? So what does the 2020 motorsport scene look like to you?
Well, it's kind of the doldrums right now, unless you're really into Formula E, which is the race that goes through this time. But we did have the first Supercross last night. And Justin Bam Bam Barcia won, and he's his second year in a row now. He's won Anaheim 1, and they're here in about a month racing at the at Petco Park downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a couple cool things that are always associated with that. Typically, there's the Sunday meeting up in the Vista area. I'm not sure if it's going to be at Booze Brothers this year or not, but in most years that's where it's been, and it's the Carlsbad Raceway Motocross reunion for all racers from all the years, and that's the day after. And the day before the Supercross this year, they're adding another thing, and that's up in Julian, and it's the International 6-Day Trials an International 6-Day Enduro Reunion.
And
Jack Penton is big in it, so you can expect lots of Pentons there and probably all sorts of legends of the International 6-Day Trials over the decades.
Yeah, send me the info on that if you wouldn't mind.
I certainly will. I would like to see that get a lot of press because just as a little bit to add to it, I was, I was winged when I had my shoulder surgery back in November, and this escaped my notice, being noticed on it. But our International 6-Day Enduro team, we won the World Trophy this year.
What?
Which you call the International Trophy, but you know that's only the second time America's ever won this thing in over 90 years of the existence.
Jeez.
Of this. And not only did the men win it, but the women, who had their own category since, I think, 2007, won theirs.
Wow.
And it's just a staggering 1-2 punch that the Americans just did that was pretty much unprecedented, because the gals had won once before, the first year in 2007, and the guys had won once before about 4 years ago. And that's it.
Wow.
Times that the Americans have won the big international trophy or world trophy, as they're calling it now. So that's huge. And I'm hoping that there'll be a number of people from our current championship winning team that won in Portugal in November that will be at that International 6-Day Trials or 6-Day Enduro, same event. Event, you know, the day before the afternoon before the Supercross,
right?
At Petco Park.
So how come the media isn't all over that? I mean, that's almost like winning the Olympics.
Well, that is exactly what it is.
Jeez, Louise!
For motorcycling, there are two real Olympics. There's the International 6-Day, what they used to call the ISDT, and then they changed trials to enduro because there was a bit of a confusion because trials is a whole different thing. That's like riding an obstacle course and not putting your foot down. And so they changed the name of it in, I think, 1981 to the ISDE, but it's the same event. And it goes for 6 days. You may remember Malcolm Smith saying that he really took seriously and on any Sunday because he was there representing America against the world. And to until just the last few years, America had never won. And now we've won it times in the last 4 years. And two of the guys on the four-man team were on the same team that won 4 years ago, that won in November.
Wow.
So this is a fabulous thing, and I hope that they get all the attention they deserve.
Well, you definitely, you know, in fact, you could do this, I mean, because you've got a lot of, I mean, you're into motorsports way heavier than I am, because I don't have the opportunity to leave like you can. But anytime you want to get them on radio, any of your any of the venues you go to that you feel they deserve it, all you got, I can give you 15 minutes or I can give you a whole hour. But these people need to be recognized, and if nobody else is going to do it, I got no problem doing it.
Yeah, they just beat the world.
Jeez Louise, that's amazing.
These guys and gals are the, like, Simone Biles of the on two wheels.
I thought Chili Bowl was a pretty big deal right now coming up, but the fact that they won the world, oh my gosh! You know, there's over 300 entrants to the Chili Bowl this year.
Wow,
341 as of December 31st. Is that crazy or what? It's
like Ascot Park back in the day.
Yeah, have you been to the Chili Bowl back in Oklahoma?
Ever been to the Chili Bowl?
You got to put it on your list. You and I need to go.
It's a long list.
yours is fuller than mine. Let me tell you, brother, yours is fuller than mine.
Well, you know, I mean, one of the big highlights for me is that the World Endurance Championship, the cars that race at Le Mans, are going back to Monza for the first time in generations.
So you're going to Monza.
Well, I'd certainly like to, and that's October. So
Why not?
One of the things, and there's a new class at Le Mans called the hypercars. And it's not going to be the big hybrid prototypes like we've been seeing since the mid 2000s, you know, like 2006-07 when Audi came out with their V12 diesels and stuff. This is going to be a whole new car that's going to be more like a production supercar, like the Aston Martin Valkyrie thing that was designed by Adrian Newey of Red Bull. You know, there's going to be some crazy cars that are running in, and they don't run until after Le Mans, because Le Mans is the end of the championship.
Oh, I got you.
It's going to be the first race hypercars, and the second race will...
Yeah. All right, buddy. Hey, it's always good talking to you. Every chance I get, I love having you on. We got to find some way somebody will sponsor you, give you some money, and get you on every week.
Always great when people can get me some money.
I know. I'm right there with you, brother. I'm going to be working on it. All right, folks. We're going to talk to this boy later on, but right now, don't go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio is right around the corner on FM 96.1, AM 1170. The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.